You're listening to Grandma's Basketball Roundup
with my Gigi Dolores and my Aunt Tia.
Welcome to the show.
Those are my great-granddaughters giving the intro.
Yes, that's right. And it is Grandma's Basketball Roundup. Today is December 13th, 2014.
Yes.
I almost said 2013. And it's episode number
19.
Can't believe we've done 19 episodes. We've got a lot to talk about today. Kobe's in the news this week.
Yes. Magic Johnson's in the news this week.
He is.
Yes.
Looking forward to talking about that. I haven't heard anything about that.
Oh my goodness, yes.
All right, well, let's get started. First of all, Grandma, how many games did you watch this week?
10.
10 games, so a little bit less than
Yes. The
last few weeks. Do you have a favorite game of the week?
Well, yes, I would say the Lakers and Spurs last night.
Yes, I would agree with that. Lakers versus Spurs, and Lakers came out
ahead.
They did the unthinkable. They beat the reigning national champions.
And they played hard. Well, of course, there was a lot said about Kobe.
Yes.
During the game, because he's going to pass Michael Jordan in the number of points scored in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan is in the third place, and Kobe's only, I think, just 9 points behind him right now.
Yes, going into yesterday's game, he was 31 points behind him. And now, yes, he is 9 shy, so he will most likely get it tomorrow versus Minnesota.
Right.
By the time you hear this, Kobe Bryant will be the top third scoring player of all time.
Right.
But he wasn't the star of last night.
No.
Who was the star?
You don't have to guess. Off of the bench.
Off the bench, the sub of the game, Mr. Nick Young, Swaggy P.
When Stu Lance, they name the player of the game off the bench, that I think Nick Young's has won it more than any other player of the Lakers.
Right. Well, also, Nick Young could start for the team.
Right.
I mean, he could probably start for many teams, so.
Yes, I would have him. He was making those three-pointers.
He made 5 three-pointers in the first half and then made a sixth in overtime.
The game-winning three-pointer.
Mm-hmm.
And in the morning paper I read, that's the LA Times, I read that he said he is IDM.
What does IDM stand for?
I don't miss. And the interviews after the game, he interviewed Jordan Hill.
Oh, he did?
Yes. Didn't you see that?
I didn't see him interviewing Jordan Hill.
As he had the microphone and he said, what did you think of Nick Young's play tonight? And Jordan Hill said that it was good. Of course, he was laughing all the time. And he was standing there with his shirt. He must have just come out of the shower because he was standing there shirtless and laughing. And then he said, do you think Nick Young's handsome? And then even in the background, you could hear Robert Zachary yelling at Swaggy. And they just must have so much fun with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what one of the quotes in the newspaper said, that he, when he comes into a locker room, if the players are down, he brings them up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're all up, and he just adds to it.
Right.
But, no, and if anyone else said, you can't guard me, no one in the world can guard me.
Right.
People would be turned off by that. But with Swaggy P, it just makes him more lovable.
Right. And that's, of course, in reference to the day before at the team practice, which has got everybody in the NBA and NBA fans talking. In which, what happened?
Now, I wasn't there.
You weren't there?
No.
You weren't there videoing with your iPad for our podcast exclusively?
No.
I thought we broke that story.
But,
so Kobe came in and he yelled and trash-talked at everyone.
And used some explicits, even towards Mitch, the general manager.
Yeah, Kupchak.
Mm-hmm. And so it was just on all the talk shows, on all the games, like, Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson were announcing one of the games that I watched. And, of course, Jeff Van Gundy says he's never seen anything like that. and just thought it was terrible.
Oh, really?
But was he there? He was out of town, getting ready to make his announcement.
He saw video of it.
Most of them, even Jeremy Lin, when they interviewed him, he said, oh, that's the way it is all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when Swaggy P and Jeremy Lin, they're saying, oh, it wasn't any big deal.
Right.
That they trash talk all the time.
Yeah, I think this does happen a lot. But I think if like someone doesn't like Kobe, they're going to say, oh, look at how horrible this is. But I was listening to the radio the other day, and they were saying that everyone always makes the comparisons about Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant, and this is just another example of how similar they are, because I guess Michael Jordan used to even shove and punch his players.
Oh, really?
I can't remember who it was, but I guess a month ago on Sirius XM radio, one of his former teammates said that he was just scary because he just wanted to win so bad. I don't think that this is anything that new.
But you know that the players took it as a joke. Like Jeremy Lin said, we weren't just a bunch of toilet paper out there playing. No, they weren't Charmin. And then when Nick Youngs was interviewed, mm-hmm. and he said that it wasn't Charmin's, because he doesn't like Charmin's, because it's too rough. He likes Scott.
Gotta get the Charmin Ultra Soft.
Mm-hmm. He likes it in Scott tissue.
Maybe Kobe just has some kind of deal with Charmin, and that was the way that he could, you know.
But then I would take Swaggy's word for it that is too rough.
Well, maybe Swaggy's got a deal with Scott.
I think that Swaggy should use Angel Soft.
Because he's an angel.
Yes.
So your thoughts on that was just that Kobe was
just really trying to fire them up and get them going.
Now, do you think it worked?
Well, I think it did.
Yeah? What's your evidence?
They won their game. They beat the NBA champions.
That's true.
Yes, and there was only Kwame Leonard, I think, was out.
Mm-hmm.
But Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Diaw, Ginobili, you know, they all played.
Yes, they all played.
So
they don't have much of an excuse.
No, and it's just like when Magic Johnson mm-hmm. saying he thought that the Lakers should lose every game so they get a higher draft pick.
Okay, so this is the Magic Johnson news.
Yes.
Okay.
And so, of course, Swaggy told him he should stay out at Dodger Stadium more. But
keep out of it.
Who would want to lose?
Well, the reason why someone would want to lose is because they're looking to the future.
Yes, but then what does the future really tell you? Because they really got a great draft pick in Julius Randle.
That's right.
And now they've lost him for a year. And look at Blake Griffith.
Mm-hmm.
He was a good draft pick, and he was out.
For his first year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So just because you get a good draft pick doesn't mean that they're going to be able to go out and play right away.
Mm-hmm.
But
so you, do you agree with Swaggy P?
Yes. You know, it's really harder, I think, to try to lose than it would be to win.
I think it's harder to try to lose when you're pretending that you're trying to win.
Yes.
I mean, it would be easy to lose if you're playing against the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yes.
You could just hand people the ball, but if you're supposed to be making an effort.
Right. I don't think Kobe, LeBron James, Blake Griffith, any of them,
mm-hmm.
Chris Paul, I don't think any of them would want to play on a team and try to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you lose and you're just trying your heart out. But now look at the Clippers. They've been losing.
Have they?
Yes. And
do you think they're trying to lose?
No. No. But thinking of when I said Blake Griffith's name, remember we were talking and you asked me what I thought about them putting the first name on uniforms?
Yeah, they're going to be putting the first names on the uniforms for the Christmas Day game.
And can you believe that? are they going to put, if they put Blake? Now, is that Steve Blake or is that Blake Griffin? Now, Kobe, you'll never miss.
Right.
And Bryant, mm-hmm. whatever.
But Jordan Hill.
Yeah, there's a lot of Jordans.
People are going to think that Michael Jordan is playing in the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Or DeAndre Jordan accidentally showed up to Staples Center on the wrong day.
Yeah.
Are you going to be confused on Christmas Day?
No.
No, okay.
I'm getting to where, Tia, like with the Lakers, the Clippers, I just watch it. I don't need my roster anymore to look up the number and to see who it is on most of the teams, but I still do need it, like on Philadelphia, Milwaukee.
Okay, some of the teams in the East that you don't see as often.
I need it, so I wouldn't know if that was their first or last name.
Well, the Lakers play Chicago on Christmas Day.
Right.
So we shouldn't have a hard time. Plus, with the hairstyles,
yes,
we should be able to pick people out. Speaking of which, Grandma's favorite hairstyles of the NBA, we are going to have as our special bonus episode. So that will be coming soon.
And I want to mention this to you, because thanks to your niece, Bryn,
right.
my great-granddaughter, that I'm still getting Sports Illustrated. And this week, they had section in there, and you know they had the most valuable mother.
Oh.
And can you imagine who that was?
Just
don't make me read his speech, because I get all teared up.
Oh, so Kevin Durant's mother.
Yes. Mm. Yes. And like he said, that you're the real MVP. And I think that when he had an unscripted speech on his acceptance.
When he won the MVP last year?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And how he thanked everyone individually.
Right.
Thanked them or told some that he didn't like them before they came, but now that he likes them.
Yeah.
What makes me tear up is not that he says that his mother is the real MVP, because I believe that he believes that, and so I believe it too. But when he talks about when they first moved in to their first apartment.
Right.
They had no furniture, no beds. And they all sit on the floor in the living room and put their arms around each other, and they thought they had made it.
One of the best memories I had is when we moved into our first apartment. No bed, no furniture, and we just all sat in the living room and just hugged each other. Because we thought we made it.
That's really sweet.
That is. It's just... And for him to bring that out,
mm-hmm.
and be so humble about it, that he's just one of my favorites. He's quiet.
Yeah.
And now Swaggy's one of my favorites, and he's not quiet.
They're on opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yes, but they each both have their own place.
Mm-hmm.
And
now, was Kevin Durant's mother listed as most valuable mother in all of sports for the year or in the NBA?
No, just in the sports, as I
all
read
the sports.
It says moments of the year.
Oh.
2014.
Nice. Now who's going to be most valuable grandmother?
Oh, dear. Well, I know at one time Kevin Durant would go to, I think it was Texas, to see his grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
So
it must be Kevin Durant's grandmother.
And then you hear other things where people aren't getting along. They don't like their wife, or they don't like some members of their family,
mm-hmm.
or their children.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like their children?
Well, should I mention that? Because it's just, I don't know about Dwight Howard.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to turn out.
Right.
And
yeah, that's something we don't have to talk about.
No. That breaks my heart, too.
Yeah.
So, I had to mention this. The number one jersey is LeBron James.
Number one jersey that's sold.
But, you must consider, he was in Miami.
Right, so.
And so now, they can't wear the Miami Heat sweatshirts.
Yeah.
Or T-tops. So, naturally, they'd have to buy more.
Exactly. It's all just a ploy, so that he could be number one in the selling.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We haven't talked that much about LeBron lately.
No, but he didn't play the other night.
No, but he did play last night, right?
Last night, yes.
And they still lost.
And I didn't watch that.
That was the New Orleans game.
Oh, yes. I did watch that. Because New Orleans and Davis.
Yes. And Davis got hit in the chest last night.
Yes, in the first quarter. He only played 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure glad to, what you told me today, what about him spending the night in the hospital. What did you say that Monty Williams said?
He's questionable for tomorrow's game because of a chest contusion from yesterday, but they don't expect him to have any lasting injuries that will have him sidelined for any length of time.
That's such good news to hear.
That is good.
Because last night I just kept worrying about, because I had read in a magazine or in a paper where a 31-year-old young man got up in the morning and he didn't have to go to work that day. And his roommate, he was hurrying around getting off to get to his job, and he left. And then when he came home from his job, that this young man was sitting in the same position as he was when he left and had passed away.
Oh, my gosh.
And it had been, they determined that it was his heart.
Oh, no.
But 31 years old.
Wow.
And so you just never know.
Yeah. No, it's, you don't want to get hit in the chest. He was elbowed during the game. So I'm glad they took those precautions for him.
Yes. One time I got elbowed in the ribs and cracked 3 ribs.
In high school?
Mm-hmm.
In basketball?
Yes.
Okay. Want to make sure it wasn't just in a fight you had.
Oh, dear. Right. I couldn't even spank my children. How could I fight with somebody?
Well, you told me once that you got into a fight with Grandpa, and that you, not like a fist fight.
No.
Because Grandma doesn't swear.
No.
I've never heard Grandma swear.
And anyway, I used a verb and a pronoun.
One of the verbs that Kobe used earlier this week.
A four-letter one. And it broke my husband up so much. I mean, he laughed so hard that we had no more argument.
You don't want to use those words often, so that when you can use them, those few times you do, it just has so much power.
But I used that word once, and then if it ever happened again, I'd just say, oh, a verb and a pronoun.
So you wouldn't have to say it. Yeah, yeah. You don't swear. Your favorite swear word is shoot.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason, you have the like a drum roll. Like,
right.
I remember growing up, Nick thought that you were trying to get yourself to not say the real word, and that's why you would draw it out.
Yeah, Nick would say, Grandma, why don't you say what you're thinking? I am, Nick. Shoot.
So.
Anyway, Parsons on Dallas.
Yes.
I like him, too. He really made a lot of points the other night.
So is he one of your favorite players of the week?
Yes.
Parsons. Mm-hmm. Dallas lost today to Golden State. Now Golden State is on a 15-game winning streak. What do you have to say about that?
I like Golden State.
You think they'll take the whole thing?
There's sure a good chance.
Mm-hmm. They were one of your picks of the beginning of the year.
Any one team almost can win any night or lose. And it's just like when, and I hate to say this, LeBron, but when he did not play, it looked like he was saying, well, if they lose, it's because he wasn't in it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they win, it's because
he was.
He was in it. So and they're saying, oh, we would have won if LeBron would have played. You don't know.
Yeah. No, you can't say that.
No.
Stop with that speculation.
No.
You're not fooling Grandma.
No. But I think that Antoine Jameson is one of the analysis on
the Time Warner Sports Now.
Right.
Yeah, we announced his hiring last time.
And they ask him, when Swaggy was with the Wizards,
mm-hmm.
was he like he is today? And he kind of hesitated, and he said, well, Arenas was really like Swaggy is today. So probably Swaggy...
took a page from him?
Well, no, I think Swaggy has his own.
So he just let Arenas have the...
Yes, the showtime.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I admire them when they say what they believe, what they think.
Mm-hmm.
And...
But you don't admire Magic Johnson for saying what he thinks.
No, not to tell you to lose games. Yes, that's...
You can't admire that.
No.
So you admire when people say what they believe, as long as it's not ludicrous.
Right. But I tell it to you, that's about all I have.
Well, what's going on this week? Anything exciting? Christmas coming up?
Well, your mom and dad's coming to visit.
That's right. They're going to be here soon.
And we'll be down at Shannon's. That's where they're staying, Shannon and Red.
My sister and brother-in-law, that'll be Christmas Central once again.
Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to seeing them. So I haven't seen your dad for about a year.
Yeah, it's been a long time for me too.
Really?
I think the last time I saw them was Christmas last year, other than on Skype.
Mm-hmm. Well, but so, your mom is real good about coming out.
Yeah. Dad? He's horrible at it. Mom, good. No.
No, it's just that...
he has so much to take care of at the house and everything.
And then with having Bailey, their dog...
Yeah, they have to drive here.
Yeah, and when they were in Virginia, it was a long trip.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just best for Becky to come. Because usually she came for a particular reason,
mm-hmm.
besides just to see her... wonderful daughters.
And mom and sister. Oh. Is there anything you want for Christmas?
Just, I want everyone to be happy.
That's it?
Every night when I say my prayers, I talk to my husband and I say, you know, like Venetia.
That's me, everyone, in case you didn't know. My real name's Venetia. I've been living a lie.
And her grandpa always called her Venetia.
Mm-hmm.
And so I say, like, I say to everyone, I mean, each individual person, but to keep you safe, healthy, and happy. So,
okay. So. But I can't put that in a box and give it to you to open up.
Well, we could have a box with flowers jumping out.
That'll be the sign for happiness.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But anyway, I hope everyone does have a safe, happy, healthy Christmas.
Yes.
And New Year.
And we may have another episode before Christmas, but it might not air until after it, so.
And I want to thank Bryn again from the magazines and Ashley and Nikki just for being the lovely, lovely granddaughters they are.
Yes, and Grant too, although he hasn't been able to record an intro or outro for us yet. We'll get him soon.
Yes.
All right, so that's it till next week.
Okay, well, bye for now.
You've been listening to Grandma's Basketball Roundup with my Gigi Dolores and my Aunt Tia on www.grandmasbasketballroundup.com.
You can email them at grandmasbasketballroundup@gmail.com. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Thanks for listening.